1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. 1970s parties, 70s parties are prevalent these days. People like to have parties honoring the 70s. People who were in high school in the 70s are now just hitting their 40s, and so it's sort of that period where you recapture your childhood. And there is, in Corona, California, kind of a nasty legal dispute arising out of a 70s party that took place in a suburban home out in Corona. Harvey Wireman is an attorney at law. His client is Stephen J. Buzzell of Corona. And Harvey, you guys are in your office?
We're speaking to you from San Marino right now, Phil, yes.
And is Mr. Buzzell there?
Yes,
yes, sir.
How are you, Steve?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And you are suing a neighbor with regard to something that happened at a 70s theme party that he had?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know how you want to start this, Harvey.
Well, let me jump in, Phil. I don't know if you know, but these 70s parties are very much a part of the suburban scene, recapturing the swinging sexual aspects of the 70s.
Does this have to do with sex?
Well, let me just fill you in, and then I'd let Steve take over here. But we think what has happened and what we are claiming and what we'd like to make very clear is that this environment belittled, opened my client to abuse, to the alienation of affections, and we think he's entitled to damages.
Steve, what happened at this party? Whose home was it?
Yes, sir. This was at the home of Dale and Lorraine Montez. These are friends of mine. It had been a 70s-style party celebrating Dale's 40th birthday. He's turning 40.
Okay.
70s parties are intense. They're kind of interesting, but it can be dangerous, and sometimes they recreate all the swinging aspect of everything.
Yeah, my client at approximately 9:22 on February 23rd in the evening hours was at the residence of Dale and Lorraine Montez, and he was asked to play a game of Twister.
With my wife there as well, Mr. Henry.
All right, Twister. I know Twister. My kids have that game.
Right. It was a game that originated in the 70s, and this was with his wife and the Montez couple. And Steve, go ahead.
Well, we all got twisted up. We were doing Twisters, so you put your feet on these different squares, and I showed up in the spirit of things. I was trying. I had on bell-bottom pants and platform shoes. Trying to be in the spirit.
Okay, so you guys are standing on this Twister thing, right? And your feet are...
Yeah, his feet are on different colors, and everybody's all twisted up. Good, Steve.
And they spun again, and it said left-hand blue, and Lorraine, who is Dale's wife, she reached over to make the move, and we all fell down. We were not able to maintain standing up, because what you have to do in Twister is to... remain standing up.
Let me explain to everybody what Twister is. You basically have to stand there and put your hand on different colors and put your feet on different colors. You know this game, Craig? And you can't fall down.
That is correct. And what happened was the pile of people fell down.
And we all fell down in a pile. Dale Montez wound up on top of me. And I was trying to move, and Mr. Montez thought it would be funny to keep me pinned down.
Mr. Henry, Mr. Montez was sitting directly on my client's face and then exposed my client to possible injury by the juvenile action of expending toxic methane gas from his rectum into my client's face. Completely juvenile, completely embarrassing.
All right. He farted on your client's face.
That is absolutely correct.
That's correct, sir. I pushed him off of me, and I was very angry, and I had said to him, and I had...
We wrote it down exactly what was said. You busted ass on me, and, of course, he denied that, and...
What did Mr. Buzzell say?
I told him that he had busted ass on my face, and that he denied it, and that's part of the dispute.
Okay. Can I interrupt here, Harvey?
Sure.
Are you guys suing?
Phil, we are claiming damages in the high six figures. I'll tell you why. Because... my client was exposed to a completely juvenile act It was a harassing act. We believe it was an assaultive act. It was a humiliating thing to do to a man in front of his wife. We think that when adults get together, that's fine. You can have fun. But you must act as an adult and not as children. He kept my client pinned to the ground by straddling his face and then purposefully broke gas onto his face. And to me, that, while it may sound funny to some people...
You got to understand, it absolutely does sound funny, okay?
If you think possible methane burns along the nostrils is funny...
I have gone to the doctor. He said that I have had some damage. My olfactory sense has been damaged, and I can't. I had a difficult time eating. My eyes continue to water, and I've had some sexual dysfunction as well.
Well, wait a minute. Are you claiming sexual dysfunction because this guy farted on your? And forgive me, okay?
Yeah. Well, what we'd like you to do is take this a little bit more seriously, because this is beyond the juvenile joke of farting on someone's face. There could have been physical damage.
Okay, I got that. Are you claiming sexual dysfunction as the result of what this man did psychologically or physically?
We don't know. We've had to have...
I went to two doctors who they say it's psychological, but I'm unable to perform sexually because of the horror of having him break ass on me. And that's...
Let me just say, Phil, as again, we are looking for damages in the high six figures. And
okay, your client, the word ass, you know.
I understand that.
I mean, because we still got kids listening to the program here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. So you guys are suing this Mr. Montez because he held your client down. Let me play devil's advocate here for a moment, Harvey. Some people are going to say, this is really kind of funny, kind of juvenile. Okay, it was done in front of the man's wife. I understand it was done at a party. Is he a good friend of yours?
I'm sorry, Phil, you talking?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Is he a good friend of yours?
We've known each other through business for the last 15 years.
All right. It sounds like roughhousing that men do, even men. Probably more kids. You're right. It's probably a little bit juvenile. But how are you going to get a court? How are you going to convince a judge, Harvey, that this kind of thing is nothing more than just roughhousing between men and certainly is not worthy to be heard in a court of law?
Well, Mr. Montez expelled methane gas from his anal area, and that's said nice enough for you, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's said nice enough.
Okay. That is a potentially explosive gas. Whether you know it or not, it is a flammable. It also, if I were to take mace, if I were to take any poison and spray it directly into your face, would you say that I had the right to do that?
No, of course not.
Well, that in effect is what happened to my client when this man, who he'd known in business, sat on his face. Broke butt.
He farted. Can we use the word?
Well, the court record indicates that he expelled poisonous gas from his.
Hello?
I'm trying to find the court record. Hold on.
Mr. Henry, he broke ass on.
Sir, please don't use that word anymore.
That he expended toxic gas from his rectum.
Okay.
Now,
okay, what about it?
Well, we are going to introduce exhibits to prove that this was an intentionally...
How can you say it's an intentionally malicious act or anything?
Because, first of all, we have been able to introduce, and we had the police department tag it for evidence. There were nachos with jalapenos eaten not 15 minutes before, by the defendant, before the methane expulsion. Additionally, Denison's chili cans were found, at least three. It is our contention that this was done purposefully. It is our contention that this was done, and thank God Mr. Bozell's 70s-style shirt was flame retardant.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, Mr. Henry, you love to talk about how adult your show is. Bull crap.
Well, all right. Hold on. I've never heard of such a thing. And while these guys admit that it's juvenile, and they admit that it's roughhousing between men, there is a lawsuit that will be filed by that attorney against this man for farting on his client's face in the middle of a game of Twister. And while I said this is just roughhousing between men, he said it is assault with a potentially poisonous substance. So this is a first, and they're asking, he said the high six figures. We haven't seen a number yet. 1-800-449-8686. Thank God his 70s shirt was flame retardant. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. February 23rd. It's 9:22 in the evening. It's a suburban home in Redlands, California. Two couples are playing Twister. The four people fall down because the Twister game is over. Somebody couldn't quite make a maneuver. They all fall down. One of the men sits on the other man, apparently sits on him with his rear end pressing into the guy's face, cuts a fart, and now the guy who was farted on is suing. And that is the situation we have here with Mr. Stephen Bozell. His attorney, Harvey Wireman, is on the line with us from San Marino. And you gentlemen are asking in the high six figures.
Absolutely, Phil.
I can almost understand a claim because you say it was a poisonous substance.
That's what we're saying. And also, Phil, that the other thing we're claiming is that I was embarrassed in front of my wife by having this guy fart on me, and I don't think if the men in your audience were honest and the women in your audience were honest, they would also say that it's a humiliation that they've never had to go through to have their husband have that happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Patrick on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I was just listening to the tail end of that, and glad you gave the full explanation. At first, I thought he had actually broken a nose or something, but I don't know who's the big moron, the client or the attorney in this.
Sir, my client has suffered physical injury, eyebrow and hair loss, loss of consortium, sexual dysfunction.
You guys are claiming sexual dysfunction because the guy got someone caught a fart on him.
You know, you can look at it any way you want, Mr. Henry, and I would say to this gentleman...
Well, dude, you should have just blasted off and, you know, continued with the game or enjoyed the evening. I mean, you're saying that you can't have sex with your wife now. I think maybe you had problems like that before this happened.
I never had any problem with having sex with my wife. But
well,
I would ask
just
you,
her
sir,
laughing at you, how could you have started not having sex with your wife because of that?
Because, geez, I was ridiculed in front of my wife. Now I don't look as much as a man to her because a man busted, you know, a fart on me. And I would ask you, what, sir?
Dude, the guy just, you know, he farted on you. It was probably an accident. I doubt he did it on purpose.
That's the other thing.
I mean,
okay.
Were you guys drinking or something that night?
I would be willing to believe that were it not for the fact that my client claims he sat on him and held him down.
Were you trying to get up, Steve?
I was trying to make the move to get up after the game, and he would not let me up.
Well, is he bigger than you?
No, sir, he's not. He's not bigger than me, but if you can imagine the position I was in, I'm wrestling with this guy to try to get him off of me, and next thing I know, he purposely breaks, you know, cuts a cheese on me.
Well, the whole thing
every
is...
Every time I see, you know, and the other thing is, I guess you think it's, I look at nachos now, I smell butt gas everywhere.
This is ridiculous,
dude,
man.
Look, and the attorney, I can't believe...
Yes,
you, as someone who's in a profession that, you know, I know a lot of people talk about attorneys in the legal profession, but you're one of the reasons that's making the legal profession so disgraceful.
Let me ask you a question, sir. You are there, and your wife sees another man cut, break, as my client says, break ass on your face. You're not humiliated in the eyes of your wife?
No. I mean, come on. In one party, my wife, just a joke, pulled a chair out from under me, but I don't sue her. I laughed. Everybody else laughed. It was a joke.
Well,
it was funny.
We're not, he's not suing his wife, but Mr. Montez.
But still, it's the same thing. I mean, I don't sue the friends I was with for laughing at me.
You know, I got to tell you guys something. When I was working in construction, I was walking, this is years ago when I was like a cement finisher. Anyway, I was on a job site, and I'm climbing a ladder just underneath my boss. My boss is going up the ladder ahead of me.
Yeah.
And he thought as a gag it would be really funny, because it was like 7 o'clock in the morning. He caught a fart right on in my face as I'm walking up this ladder behind him.
And you, what did you say?
That's funny.
I thought it was funny. I mean, I cussed him out. You know, I'm like, hey, dude, it's early, and, you know, I can't take it. I'm not suing the guy.
Mr. Henry, what remedies you don't take for yourself doesn't mean that my client has to sit there and allow someone to leak ass gas on him.
I mean, who's the client here? I'm sorry, sir. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Wyman. I'm the attorney, and Mr. Bozell is my client, and
Okay, Mr. Bozell.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bozell, this whole thing about you wanting to sue, I mean, first off, were you picked on as a kid?
No, sir.
Make your self-esesteem so shallow?
My client is not going to. That's a Fifth Amendment situation.
I'm not even trying
Patrick, thanks for your call. Hold on. Let me go to another phone call here. And what do you mean Fifth Amendment?
He's not going to, in case he gets to be incriminated.
For what? He's asking if he was picked on as a kid. Cody, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I just think it's ridiculous that he's suing his friend for something that guys do all the time, and they do think it's funny.
I've never
met a guy that, you know, does that and doesn't think it's funny. I've never met one guy.
Okay, that's true. But he purposely loaded up on chili and nachos just before I come over. You see how you're laughing right now? That's exactly what my wife did to me.
Oh, so now you can't have sex with her?
Why would she laugh at me?
A joke is a joke, sir.
The gentleman was your friend. I will tell the lady, Phil, we are going to have a doctor testify on our behalf that Mr. Bozell suffered burning, olfactory damage.
Burning.
Yes, ma'am, burning.
Burned his face.
Methane burning, yes, ma'am. And
from a fart?
You know, you
but
like,
really, seriously,
you
what
like,
guy?
You like using that word, don't you, Mr. Henry?
You're the guys that are coming on here talking about expelling methane gas from a rear end or whatever. You know, that's what we're talking about here, okay?
Met a guy that did that and didn't think it was funny, ever?
I've never busted ass directly on somebody, if that's what you're talking about.
Right, but it probably was an accident.
But, well, why
I mean,
did he
really,
pin me?
It probably was.
Why did he pin me down?
That's what we can't figure out. Why would he sit on him and pin him down and then squeeze the cheese?
Well, they were playing Twister.
They're playing Twister.
Right. I mean, people fall down.
Do you guys think this is a bullcrap lawsuit?
I absolutely do.
Yes, we do.
Well, some people have very
strange... And besides that, does the guy have that much money for him to sue anyways?
I don't...
We'd have to look at his financial records.
I mean, probably not, so you wouldn't get it anyways.
It was very spicy. It probably hurt just as much coming out of his ass as it did going up my nose because of the fact that it was probably jalapeno pepper induced.
You know what I think?
Okay.
You know what I think?
What?
I think the guy is just making an excuse because he can't have sex with his wife.
Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry with Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. Steve Bozell is client. Mr. Bozell is suing a neighbor after the neighbor sat on him during a game of Twister and farted directly on his face. You're claiming physical injury. You're claiming alienation of affections because your wife laughed at you. You believe that, Mr. Wireman, you claim that your client has been traumatized.
There had to be burns from what came out of Mr. Montez's butt area. So we have requested discovery from the defendant's counsel. We need pictures of his of the butt crack to prove what was in there.
Don't you guys hear yourselves? Don't you hear what you're doing? This is absurd. This is...
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, that's the argument that's used a lot these days. When people's rights have been violated, this is absurd. There has been indication that my client has suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome. He was in an aisle at the supermarket. They called the EMTs because there was some traumatization. He was picking up a can of Denison's, as a matter of fact. And
you're telling me they had to call an ambulance because your client...
Because of the stress, Mr. Henry.
When you see chili, what happens?
I feel...
My client is taken back to the horror of that moment. And while you think that it's frivolous, my client is the one who suffered the injury.
The injury. Let me talk to Sam. Because are you a physiologist, Sam, or
not a physiologist?
What do you do,
Mr. Henry? I'm a gastroenterologist.
All right. Well, then, what you'd be the guy to talk to?
This is the
kind
of.
I would. In fact, if this ends up in court, you're going to have gastroenterologists with different philosophies. First of all, we're not talking about farts. We're talking about flatulence.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
No.
Is it true
that
you can light
you for a second?
Is it true that you can light a fart with a
We're also not talking about. But we're talking about rectum.
But you know what I'm saying, right?
Excuse me, sir?
I'm asking you, is it true you can light a match, flatulent all over it, and it'll shoot a flame out?
Depends very much on what the substance is, which, by the
Thank
way,
you.
Is dependably non-toxic.
So, non-toxic, and yet it's
absolutely, absolutely non-toxic.
And yet it's flammable.
Sir, I put... Can you think of other substances that are non-toxic but flammable?
No, I can't, sir, and I think that's the point that the plaintiff is going to have to address. Okay, the defendant is going to have to address. Anything that you can light that is flammable...
Now, wait a minute. I just had a Mayan coffee in Mexico 3 weeks ago. You
Thank
can
you,
light
Mr.
that.
Andrew.
You can
Thank
light
you.
That on fire, and yet I was drinking it.
You had a what?
You know, Mr. Henry, that's a perfect example.
I mean,
and by the way, to underscore the non-toxic...
Oh, crap.
Oh, that's very lawyerly. Go ahead, sir.
To underscore the non-toxic nature of flatulence, there's an Aboriginal culture in New Guinea that uses flatulence, if we can talk about that, to clear sinuses.
Yeah, and those guys don't even have cars. What are you talking about? So you've got a culture of guys that build their houses out of mud, and you're using them as an example of how to improve one's physiology?
You know, I think
you testify for the defendant. I, honest to God, I would make mincemeat out of you on a witness stand.
Wait a second. I asked the question. Sam heard me. I drink a Mayan coffee, which they ignite the liqueur before they...
It's burned off the poison.
What has?
Igniting that liqueur burns the poison off of it before you drink it.
You know, I don't know how this is degenerated into talking about Mayan liqueurs. All I'm
all right,
telling
that's
you about...
bull crap, man.
Oh, now I see, Mr. Henry. So you know, you all of a sudden, you know what that... What do you think you're burning off of that liqueur?
The alcohol.
All right. So the toxic effect of that is lessened.
You're assuming that the alcohol is the toxic.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Thank you for your call, because I think that what you're saying...
Here in America, we use Nasonex, not little bottles filled with ass gas. If you want to clean out your sinuses, use some Cynaid, use some Dristan. Don't shove your nose up someone's ass. Jesus. Who's screening your calls anyway?
He was talking about a culture in the South Pacific.
Whoopee, I live in America.
Mr. Henry, I don't want to have to put my nose up someone's butt just to get...
I'm not saying you do. Ron, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Ron?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah. I just want to make the point that if everybody was as frivolous with lawsuits as this character is, You know, this world's going to be in a world of hurt. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
Well, sir, if you consider the injury that my client could have suffered, I don't think it's frivolous. I don't think you, Ron, should have to be injured frivolously by someone and not have the right to go to court to redress that grievance.
Oh, please. Now, what would have happened if he would have sat on a whoopee cushion and the whoopee cushion broke and it stung his butt? Would you sue him for that?
If there is proof of physical injury due to the malfeasance or to the negligence of another party, yes, sir.
And, well, come on. What's your fee? Are you charging off of how much you're going to make off this deal? If the guy's paying you up front for fees,
I
don't understand it. Why this guy's even taking you on,
sir,
if you're going to go to court with this kind of crap.
I take a standard 40% contingency, and I would further say to you that if you're in a workplace or if you're in anybody's home and they walk up to you, shove your face into their, you know, it sounds funny, okay, I'll give you that. But do you think you are supposed to stand there and take it when some guy shoves his ass up into your face and farts?
You know, you got to pick the moment. It's not like he's out on the streets and somebody grabbed him from behind a building, threw him down, dropped his drawers, and pooped in his face. Okay, it's not even close to the same
thing. It's almost like that.
Well, sir, I would say that I was blindsided by it. I had no idea that that night someone would sit on my face and cheese on it.
Well, I don't doubt that, but you also know that you were amongst friends, you were partying around, having a good time,
right,
and this guy cuts the cheese,
right,
and all of a sudden you're going to sue him for how much?
We are looking for the high six figures, somewhere in the neighborhood of
$700,000. Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's worth it, I would imagine. And if your wife's not willing to have sex with you or relations with you because of this, then you got a pretty shallow wife. Check into that. You might want to get rid of her, too.
What about the fact that I'm losing my eyebrow here?
Your eyebrow from a fart?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Jeez, I hope you're all right.
Well, you know, your name's Ron, right? I can tell you, Ron, I realize it seems frivolous to you, but in the court of public opinion and in the United States...
From the point of a lawyer, you'll sue for anything, buddy.
Sir, I thank God we live in a country where a man is not reduced to the humiliation of having someone bust the butt on him, and he can't do anything about it.
Oh, come on, man. You know what?
Well, you can.
You know what, Harvey? You're a lawyer. You ought to know better. Judge is going to toss this out.
I don't think so.
I'll bet you money. I got $1,000 that says no judge will hear this.
You're on.
I'm on?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. You got it. I got your number. You got mine. Good luck, guys.
I just don't want a man bust ass on me.
I got that, Mr. Bozell. Thank you very much. Ron, thank you for your call.
You bet.
That's the easiest $1,000 I ever made. 1-800-449... What?
I just spoke to the judge. He's hearing the case. He's setting it for trial in June. Ha ha ha!
Is that for real? Well, thanks for telling me, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, reminding you that you can pick up a copy of our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD or picture disc vinyl. So if you like what you heard on our show today, you can get little collected snippets from all of our stuff over the last year by calling 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. And lest you think we are raising money for ourselves, this money all goes to charity. It goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We don't take any money for ourselves, but that's going to end very soon. That's going to, you know, you do that charity thing the first few years, then you start putting a few dollars away for yourself. That charity thing's only good so far. Then you start looking at all the money you raise. You go, what the hell am I? Look at this. 114 G's. I'm giving that away? Just since November. That's my pool. Anyway, please help. That's, you know, for the little time that they have left. No, I'm just kidding. Help my friend's place. They're nice people. And there was a very interesting article, I guess, a couple of months ago. The state of California, and probably this is true nationally as well, lawsuits, civil lawsuits, are beginning to decline. Now, I don't know if you know how significant that is in this state especially. California, and especially the city of Los Angeles, the most litigious city in America, which probably means in the world. And it is now on the decline. People are finally sucking it up a little bit. They're finally, you know what I'm saying? They're finally handling life's little indignities, and they're not running around and suing every time somebody looks cross-eyed at them. And I want to say, I'm tempted to say, dare I say, yes, I will say it, I think this show has had a lot to do with it. Because since we came on the air here, all we've ever done is make fun of it. We make fun of every idiotic lawsuit, every little frivolous statement, every little goofy, you know, busting ass, peeing in the pool, you know, the dive stick. Do you realize, by the way, that the dive stick is against the law in this state? The dive stick that you throw into a pool and that the kids dive in and get. You know what I'm talking about, the dive stick? You know it's against the law? Because somebody might have it wedged up their rear end. Someone sued. Now, remember when we did that? We did a Steve Bozell lawsuit where he got a dive stick shoved up his rear end. Well, we were just goofing. Like 3 months later, somebody actually filed that lawsuit. Now, I'm a reasonable man, so you tell me, how in the name of God does someone get one of those wedged up their rear end? How does that happen? Some nutcase, some idiot in a swimming pool one day. Judge takes him seriously. Judge hears the case. Judge thinks he's being reasonable. I'm not blaming the judge. Guy's got to deal with it. I think the least frivolous lawsuit I ever heard of was that old lady who got scalded by the McDonald's coffee, the one that everybody says is silly. I don't think there's anything silly about it at all. I think you have a reasonable expectation that somebody's going to give you a cup of coffee that isn't going to sear the freaking leather off of the seat of a rental car. I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting you to get a cup of coffee that won't peel paint. But all this other stuff. Anyway, those lawsuits are now dropping. And I think, and I'm just going to say it, a lot of it has to do with our show pointing out to people how silly they look, how stupid they look, how ignorant their lawyers look when they actually walk into a courtroom with this crap. We laugh at you. We mock you. We love you. This is the Phil Henry Show. Thank God for you. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had all those great Steve Bozell deals. See, that's how it works.
Being a Hispanic, you're not talking about the right subject, man. We're talking about minorities becoming more in the majority, right?
Right. I'm talking about our people.
Okay. It has nothing to do with food. It has nothing to do with Cuervo. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with people united as one.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you know how to get to TJ, right?
Man, everybody knows how to get to TJ.
You must be dumb
if you don't know how to get to TJ.
Then why
don't you?
Why don't I?
I don't.
Why don't I? You, man, how can you lead us into the future if you don't even know how to get on the goddamn freeway and drive across the Bronx?
Well, I mean, all I'm trying to say, you used a bad word, man.
Hey.
You know, that's not good. That's not cool.
Look it. The guy used a bad word in association with you not knowing where to find a map, a Rand McNally map, at a gas station to help you get...
99 cents, my brother. 99 cents.
So that's got nothing to do with my company.
Don't get that 24-ouncer. Don't get that 32. Get that 99 cents. Go up there. Get yourself a map. Learn where Mexico is. From there, you could go to Mexico. Man, you can learn everything you wanted to do. But we're talking about Hispanics being a minority.
That's a cold
jumping
shot, man.
To be a majority. That's a cold shot
you took on me, man.
Man, there's nothing cold. The only thing cold shot I've been giving you is maybe hitting you with the 40 across the head because you're so dumb.
Hitting you with the truth, okay, Brass?
Exactly, Mark.
All right, I'll take truth from Antonio because he's one of my people, okay? But you are...
My people, man. Let me tell you this much. Where's your family from?
My father originally worked for IBM in Mexico City, but then they brutally transferred him to L.A.
Hey, that's so good, isn't it? He's making cash now. He's making dollars.
It was a brutal transferring him from my native land.
Okay, where were you born at?
I was very tragically, I was born in Encino.
Encino, California?
Yeah.
You are an American citizen. You should be proud.
That's the tragedy of my life.
Tragedy? Go live in Mexico making $5 a week. How would you like that? You couldn't even afford a phone. I bet you would be calling a damn phone from one of those toll booths charging you like 30 pesos a minute. Come on now. Well, you should be happy that you're Hispanic, born in America, be able to educate yourself, be able to, you know, your ancestors.
How come that IBM brutally transferred my old man?
How come IBM? What? So you're going to go what? Be all pissed off at IBM because you're an American citizen?
Well, I just think it was brutal the way they transferred my father.
Brutal?
Your father.
They transferred him from Mexico City to L.A. How is it brutal?
Okay, you don't even know because you're the white talk show host.
Hey, man, I'm Hispanic. I love white people. We all get along.
I mean, what's up with the... They raped him away from his home country.
Well, his own rape from his own country.
Where's your father?
Well, what did you lose?
Where's your father from?
My father's from San Diego.
Well, who exactly in your family is from Mexico?
Well, okay, brother.
Come on.
That's the cold shot
you're
laying on me, man.
No. Hey, man, ask me where my dad's from. It's only going to take me a second because I know.
You must
be a crack shot, you know?
Where's your dad from?
My family, my dad's from Jalos Totitlan, Jalisco.
Okay, now see, you know what's sad about that is I don't know if that's Mexico or not.
Yes.
Jalisco.
Jalisco is a Mexican state.
It's a Mexican state.
And why does the white man know that and I don't?
Well, you're dumb. I'm telling you, you're dumb. It has nothing to do with the white man, black man, orange man, blue man knowing. It has the fact that you don't know. What the hell are you trying to talk about? You're trying to lead my people if you don't know what the Jalisco is. I don't know where Mexico is. I don't even know what a burrito. Probably you don't even know what a burrito is.
I do.
You do?
Okay, you know, here's the whole thing that I think is sad about all of this, okay?
No, the only thing that's sad about this is you got your little organization called Los Malos.
It ain't real.
They raped
it ain't real.
They raped me away.
Ain't real.
Well, okay, man.
We came out of the struggle out of the UFW, Cesar Chavez in Salinas, California, did for our country
that
nobody could ever do.
Do you got any extra bomb berets that you could mail to us?
Oh, man, we got hundreds.
Okay, they got...
We ain't going to give you any. This is dumb.
Thanks.
You laughing, white man. One of these days you'll be crying.
Whatever that means. Is that a threat?
No, I'm just saying, when I learn... You know,
when you learn what's in a bean burrito, maybe you'll give me a call and show me what's up, huh?
I think it's a cold shot.
Diamonds never lie to me.
Phil Hendry.
But when love's gone.
What?
They lost the
love. Oh, my God.
Diamonds are forever, forever, forever.
You stink.